from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem like why.
Another jelly bean in my dome.
Taylor Swift, damn.
Anyone getting a sports woody?
Do you know what the solution to that is? Touch our penis.
Yep, you can feel it kind of harden and then you just yank.
And we spell program. P-R-O-G-U-M.
Google me, bitch.
Honey, go ahead and turn that lamp off. Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
You want to ride this jock? Let's go.
I'm gay.
What it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
Yikes, that's uncomfortable.
That was uncomfortable. Yeah, Buckley.
We're used to hearing that at 6, but when the warning comes out at 3 and then we... Gosh, this whole thing. It's off to a hell of a start.
I don't know whose idea this was, but it wasn't a good one.
And by the way, I already owe an elderly, I shouldn't say elderly, a gray gentleman an apology.
Yeah.
I may have committed a hate crime parking. You ever pull up and you think it's someone? I thought Tim Taylor was here.
I did too.
Right?
I saw
him.
So
you saw him?
Yes. It looked just like him from behind.
Oh, my gosh, from behind.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a parking spot. By the way, we're at 10 Barrel, by the way.
Hey, we'll get to all that.
So I roll down the window because I think it's Tim Taylor. And, you know, I love Tim, but I also like to give Tim crap. So I roll down the window, and I honked my horn. And as he's turning around, I gave Tim Taylor a standard Tim Taylor greeting. And let's just say...
You gave him the bird.
Well, no, I said something. And,
no.
I can't say it on the air. And I was like, hey, what's up? And then, you know.
What did it rhyme with?
Well, I can't. It's just, it was
it's
bad.
That vulgar?
It's bad.
Would it get you canceled?
Yeah, it was bad. It wasn't good.
Racist?
No. But I strung two words together and you shouldn't, it was just bad. And like, as I turn, like as it's coming out of my mouth, he turns and from behind, right? You back me up.
It looked just like
Tim Taylor.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
And he turns, and as he turns, I realize this. He even had glasses on. And he turns and I went, ooh.
Uh-oh. What'd he say?
He just looks at me like this bewilderment. He puts his hands up like, hey, man, what the hell? And I just started apologizing. I was like, I'm so sorry, sir.
I
thought you were someone else. And then he called me an ass. And he had every right to call me an ass. And I was like, I am so sorry. And then I went and parked. I quickly turned the corner. Mm. I even gave up the parking spot that I was going to take because I didn't want to park in front of him.
Can I say something here?
Yeah.
This guy's kind of an ass, too.
I don't think so.
Well, I think he is.
No, he had every right
you
to call
apologize.
Me an ass.
You thought he was someone else.
I did.
And he should understand that.
Jeez.
Unless it was that vulgar.
Well, it was bad.
No, I want to know what you
it
said.
It was certainly offensive. It wasn't good. I can't say it on the air.
Come on. If somebody did that to me,
I don't think I'd be mad about it. I'd be like, oh, okay, you mistook me for someone else.
It's like I did the whole thing. Rolled down the window, I honked the horn, got him to turn, said what I had to say, and then just as he's turning, like, if he could have turned half a beat sooner, I would have realized it wasn't Tim Taylor. I would have bet, well, I would have bet everything, because in that moment, I said something horrible thinking it was Tim Taylor.
Yeah, too bad.
It never crossed my mind that it could not be Tim Taylor.
So Tim Taylor, Suk has a message for you.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
The next time I see you, I will reiterate that. But I felt terrible.
Well, you should.
I felt terrible.
You should.
Yeah, I was
maybe
like,
that teaches you a lesson about saying bad things, even to Tim Taylor.
Yeah. Although
maybe
I like
clean it up a little bit.
I like saying bad things to Tim Taylor. It kind of makes me happy, to be honest with you.
Unlike this show.
I see a lot of bad things to Dusty, too. I don't know. There's certain people that it's just kind of fun.
You really do.
I do.
It's uncomfortable.
I think that maybe that's why I like it. But Dusty says horrible things to me. It's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
Like I said, if Dusty and my text messages, if that got leaked, it would not be good. I think we would both, like, and that's the thing, we're like Russia in the United States. It's mutually assured destruction. He's got nukes on me, but I've got him pointed right back at him.
We are indeed at 10 Barrel Brewing today. We are in Northwest Portland.
Yeah.
This is a big show. You may hear the ambiance. I didn't know they were going to play the ambiance. I mean, this was all done over our head.
Yeah.
Can you believe that we had nothing to do with this?
I believe this is a Luke.
Actually, this is a terrible idea.
It's a Luke Anderson sort of thing happening
but
right now.
But here we are. Yeah. They told us, they said, you know what you guys are doing on Wednesday? You guys are going to 10 Barrel, and like, you're going to do an entire Club 1080 program. And that's what we're doing.
I even forgot today. I'll tell you, I woke up this morning and I did my award-winning sports show.
Yours
prep.
Is not award-winning. Don't try to steal the award.
How about
from
this?
Me.
Award-nominated? Award-adjacent? Oh,
that's better. Adjacent.
I sports prepped.
Get out of here.
And then driving in here, I was like, oh wait, I just wasted. I wasted my sports prep.
I will say it was.
What
weird.
Am I doing?
I was doing my which is award-winning.
Yes, I didn't mean to piggyback on your award.
Yeah, step off a little bit, okay? Territorial.
Sorry.
And it is hard not to
sports.
Yeah, we want to. Yeah, we just want to sports hard.
I was ready to sports.
I was too, and I was kind of sportsing.
And then
I was like, you know what? I don't even care about that.
Sports is sports.
Yeah. Name the starter and don't even care.
I got hot.
You know why?
Takes.
Because
I was ready.
We don't have a sports show.
No. Meanwhile,
at least
I'm just,
for today.
I'm just throwing out horrible, you know, what would you say? Like
epitaphs?
Yeah, horrible things to Tim Taylor. Or should I say Tim Taylor's lookalike? You know, and, you know, if you're Tim, maybe time to change it up. You got too many old dudes looking like you.
So the reason we're doing this is because Pub Beer, made by 10 Barrel Brewing.
That's right.
Is now the official sponsor of Club 1080.
It's the official sponsor of Cheap Fun, and nothing says Cheap Fun like this stupid program.
That's right.
And by the way, it's about time that my drinking got an official sponsor. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, hello, let's go.
It's a lager.
It's a dad beer. It's a garage beer.
5% ABV, I'm told.
Yeah, very drinkable.
Very drinkable.
Yeah.
And, the official beer of Cheap Fun, that's the slogan. So
that's right.
What a great fit.
Yeah.
So today, we're down here to celebrate that. We have specials on pub beer. If you want to get some pub beer, you can come in here and get a discount.
Yeah.
If you want to get a pub cerveza, you can get a discount on that. And we have some food discounts as well. And this is exciting news. For the first time ever, there is a bowl here.
The bowl of bad ideas.
Yes, that's a good name for it.
Pretty much.
I was brainstorming names for the bowl.
Yeah.
Like the bowl of control.
Oh.
Because you then control the segment.
I was kind of thinking maybe the conch. You know, if you, Lord of the Flies,
sure.
Piggy has the conch.
Hey, whatever you want to call it.
And that worked until that one little bastard dropped that big rock on Piggy, and then that's not so good. But I promise you that if you get the conch, nothing will be hurled at you, and certainly nothing deadly. I promise.
So
I can't promise. But
it's got a little. It's got a little post-it note on the front that says, ask them anything.
It's really professional, too.
Look, it appears to be written by a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
Yeah. Good handwriting.
He's pretty young. He's 23. What are you, 24?
Did you herald in the purple crown that son of a bitch right there? You just got like a crown and a fist and just went Fred Flintstone style? All right, I'm into it.
Well, penmanship is not a thing for the youngs.
Well, I can't say anything because my penmanship is embarrassing.
But the youngs don't have to write. You did.
I know. It's
you
bad.
Should be embarrassed.
Well, I told you that my penmanship has made it around the world. My daughter teaches little kids in Korea. and she was telling them tales of, because she's working on obviously their penmanship right now. They're working on writing in English, and she was telling them about her father, and they asked for an example, and apparently it was a big deal over there. So I sent them a sample of my handwriting. And the first little kid that came in from recess to look at it, his response to seeing a grown man's handwriting was, and I quote, "Oh, dear." I don't know if you've ever had anything you've done that you're trying your best at described as, "Oh, dear." But I think lets you know where I'm at. Mm. It's like when my cooking was described as, "Dad tries hard." None of those things are great compliments, and yet here I am.
So if you come down here, you can drop your Club 1080 ideas, your topics, into the bowl,
and
we may or may not tackle them.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Probably not.
Now, someone asking on the Vancouver...
Do you want to try one real quick?
Yeah, we can try one.
All right.
Because someone is asking...
There's already some in there. This is from these are from the office.
What happens if a really big sports news breaks during the show?
Well, who cares?
I'm sorry.
Go to a sports show.
It's one of those.
Go turn on ESPN.
Like an NFL team's plane crashes, and we're like, sorry, I don't know what to tell you. Go find another one.
Or like an Oregon Duck wins the starting quarterback job for an NFL team, like that?
Yeah, who cares about that?
We all knew that was coming.
I know. Right.
Oh, for God's sake.
How big would
but
the news
have to be? But it's today's sports news.
That's the big one.
Here's the line of demarcation on that is, like, I don't give a rip. We're just going to have club, and I don't care what's happening in sports. I'm not even going to look at it.
Rob's officially hitting the I don't care button.
However, the line of demarcation is if we get a call from the boss, or yeah. I don't know if he's going to be down here, but if he, I think he's coming down here. If he then interrupts the show and says, "Guys,"
yeah,
or he says, "Guys,"
there's this is our Jeff Austin serious voice.
There's a very big sports topic.
He does Ed Rooney.
How big would it have to be for him to do that? That's the question.
Well, I think a plane crash would certainly. What is this?
Okay, yeah. Do you mind waiting for a second while we finish the damn segment?
That's not getting it done.
Good grief.
I know.
The P1s are already out of control. Get him out of here.
For God's sakes. He hasn't even started drinking yet.
P1 Ryan. Actually, he has.
That's true.
Well, and he's got the post-it notes.
Again, I'm going...
I can't wait to see your club topics.
I'm going disaster. Like, disaster, death,
well, like
arrest.
What? Give me an example. Arrest?
Arrest.
Like
Vic,
who?
Mike, the Michael Vick thing?
Yeah.
That breaks it.
So dog fighting arrest?
Dog fighting arrest. Disaster.
Tom Brady fighting dogs.
Yeah, that'd be something. Plane crash.
Would we have to talk about
We'd
that?
Have to talk
about Well, we, I don't...
Well, you'd have to talk
what
about
am I, What am I going to contribute to
know.
That story?
You'd have to talk about it. We can get Schultz on to talk about the federal regulations. He's a big
But fighting
guy.
Dogs does kind of qualify as club-type content.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a little crossover there.
Yeah, so I'm going all that. Right. I'm saying disaster, death, arrest. Those things would happen. You know, like, I think you would have to. Like, if Bill Belichick, like, freaked out and hijacked a bus and, like, crashed it into a humane society, killing a bunch of dogs, yes, I think at that point we'd have to discuss it. And then whether or not he gets another coaching job after he gets out of prison.
All right, so we have our first topic. Now, again, these are from the office because the only P1 here right now is Ryan.
Yeah.
And he's already trying to disrupt the program. Yeah.
Well, we got to go to break, though. So,
this is an easy one.
So wet the whistle?
I don't know who this comes from, but it reads, "What is the most overrated cocktail?" And that's an easy answer
well,
for me.
I know mine.
Yeah, mine is the Mai Tai.
Oh, really?
I think the Mai Tai is gross.
This is going to be a big one for me. And it's controversial. This is a hot take.
Okay.
But
the old fashioned?
No, God, no. Dude, that's a... them fighting words. It's going to be controversial because, again, you saying overrated. I'm not saying it's not delicious. I'm not saying that I don't enjoy one.
Okay.
There's an entire industry built around it. But it is ridiculously overrated. It's the margarita.
Okay.
The margarita is overrated.
Okay.
It's the margarita is the
that.
Hoosiers of drinks.
I don't.
It's a fine drink.
I don't mind the take.
But it's, you know.
Well, I think it. Here's the thing, though.
It's just we make too much of it.
But in today's day and age, the margarita varies.
Exactly.
So much.
So much.
That, like, I think you're talking about just the basic margarita.
Yeah, the basic margarita.
Yeah, overrated.
I'll tell you right
for
now.
For sure.
If Jimmy Buffett, rest in peace, by the way.
R.I.P.
The greatness. If Jimmy Buffett hadn't written Margaritaville, we don't talk about margaritas the same way. That song put that in the lexicon. So whenever we're on someplace tropical or you go to someplace with a beach, you have to have a margarita. And I stand by this statement. There's 10 other drinks that I would rather have on a sunny beach somewhere other than the margarita.
The only thing, the only caveat I would throw into that is that there are certain places you go.
Great. Yeah, they're great.
And the margarita is like the top thing you want to order.
Yeah, because they do it upright.
Right.
But your basic beer, basic margarita.
Yeah, but if you're just talking basic cocktails,
get out.
I would actually drink a margarita over a Mai Tai.
Oh.
But that's not saying much.
Yeah. All right.
Just, see, I think the Mai Tai sucks.
That's my hot. That's my big hot take. You asked for big sporty takes today. That's my hot take.
All right, well, let's take a break. And when we come back, we have today's 1080 The Fan daily poll question. And it is not sports.
No.
Also, this hour, I thought a good starting point for us today.
Yeah.
Here on the Club at the Pub.
Whoever came up with that, I'm a big fan of that.
I think that's Luke.
Yeah.
I feel like Luke is taking credit for a lot of. Is this your idea?
I think it's his idea.
Luke Anderson? Yeah, he says probably.
Probably.
If it goes well, it is.
Yeah. If it's a disaster, then I don't know. It's Jeff Austin.
Oh, I saw there was a European guy who comes to the States for the first time. He visits Vegas and New York City, and he has put together a list of 15 American oddities.
Hmm.
And it's very interesting get his perspective.
Well, I'm intrigued.
On you and I as Americans.
I like where we're going with this.
So that will be this hour as well. It is 3:15. We're out here at 10 Barrel Brewing in Northwest Portland. Come on by. We've got some beer specials. And thanks to Pub Beer, today officially kicks off Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun and the new Club 1080 sponsor. We'll be right back on 1080 The Fan. Oh, hey, what's going on?
Hey.
What are you doing? I hope you didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
No.
Buckley?
No.
Great. Yeah.
Don't tell us what to do, Buckley.
Good point.
But yes, valid point. I made sure the mics were off.
The mics were off because Suk was telling me what he actually said to the man out on the street.
That I thought was Tim Taylor.
Dude,
yeah,
let
bad.
Me tell you something. That is a hate crime.
It's not good. It's not good.
No, I totally...
Rob's over-exaggerating.
I take back my statement that he should have just let it go.
Yeah, I told you.
God.
No. Yeah, it's bad.
He's probably telling his wife about it, right? Or his partner.
I may have committed a serious offense, so I had to apologize.
Man.
Well, again, I thought it was rough. I thought it was Tim Taylor. I said he was a great guitar player, though. I was like, hey, I really like your band. Said I love the Tim Taylor band. I mean, that's really all I said was you're an excellent cover band, and I said he was a handsome individual with great silver hair. I mean, I was very complimentary. I don't know why he got so offended.
Beautiful day here at 10 Barrel Brewing. We've got the, what do you call these, like the garage doors open?
Yeah.
74 degrees. I just looked it up.
Yeah, we're inside. I know. I was debating pants today, and then it didn't happen.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I thought about it.
You know what's funny is, like, I'm in pants and a long sleeve, and you're in shorts and a short sleeve, and we're both comfortable.
Yeah, both works.
Now that.
Yeah.
That's a good weather
I did have
day.
That when I was getting dressed this morning, though, because, well, I pack my clothes because I get dressed at the gym. And so sometimes in the morning I have to make command decisions, and it can jam you up a little bit. With, like, that mid-70s, you got so many options. You don't know what to do.
Also, the rooftop patio is open here for Club at the Pub, celebrating Pub Beer, the new sponsor of Club 1080. We are all club today, bitch, whether you like it or not. So here is the poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday... I was very interested in the results of this. Yesterday we asked you, what is the most condescending term to call your fellow man?
Yeah.
Besides what you called that man on the street moments ago.
Which I'm pretty sure would win. If we put that up, can you confirm that indeed would win?
Landslide.
Yeah, it would not be close. So, again, I apologize.
I think it's a hate crime to even vote for that. So winning was chief.
Really?
Yeah, so what is the most condescending term to call your fellow man? Guy, buddy, chief, or pal?
See, and I said I don't mind it. If someone chiefs me, look, I'm not thrilled that I got chiefed, but I think that's the least offensive of those.
Yeah, the listeners disagree. Chief got 39%, pal 26%, guy 21%, and buddy coming in last at 14%. By the way, we had two late ads that I probably should have had on the poll.
Yeah.
But there's only four options. One was boss.
See, I like boss.
I
got no. Someone bosses me, we're good. Hey, what's up, boss? I'm
what's
fine
up,
with that.
Boss.
Boss.
Is that better than buddy?
Boy, they're right there. I take no offense to Buddy or Boss. Those to me are perfectly acceptable.
The other one is Slick.
See, I don't like Slick.
What's up, Slick?
You call me Slick, we're going to have an issue. I still think Pal to me
is the worst.
I hear Pal, I hear F you. Like, that's it. Just, it's, don't Pal me. I don't like Pal. I find Pal to be very, very condescending.
Well, I would like to state, as a public service, none of those are good.
No. What I started going with is Friendo.
Friendo?
Well, or Friend. Well, I told you, I was at a bar, I was drinking, and we were talking about the whole, you know, misgendering someone, and what do you call someone.
Like, and you did today.
No.
Out on the street.
I did not. That's incorrect.
Exactly what you did.
And the bartender of the bar we were at was of the LGBTQ plus community.
Okay.
And so we thought, who better to ask? And so that's when I said, would you be offended if someone mammed you? She said, absolutely. And then I was like, so what do we... And she's the one that said, if you're not certain, go with Friend. And I was like, I like that. So if you're trying to get a bartender's attention or someone, you're at the store or whatever, or I'm trying to go buy someone, I will drop a, excuse me, Friend. Or in the case of, like, it's a no country for old men, he calls everyone Friendo. I do kind of like throwing a little O on the end of it. And just, excuse me, Friendo. That's kind of where I've morphed to.
Do we need a term if you don't know the person's name? I mean, one, you could learn the person's name.
Well,
but if you don't
it's
know
a stranger.
It, well, I know, but you either say, hi, what's your name?
Well, bartender, for example. I don't know the bartender's name.
Well, say,
name.
Hi, what's your name? And if you can't do that, just say hi.
No one asks what a bartender's name is.
It's, oh, I do it all the time.
Like, if you're sitting there and you're trying to order a drink, you're like, excuse me, can I get your name?
I do it all the time, especially if I know if I'm going to be a backup for another one. You want to get on the bartenders love that.
Mm.
They want that.
Interesting. I just go, excuse me, friend, in a polite way.
I like
and
to
then,
learn names.
There we go.
But if you don't know the name or if you can't learn the name, why do we even need a guy, buddy, chief, pal, friend, boss, or slick? Why?
I don't know. It's because I think it's weird to not address someone.
Well, but you are addressing them. You're saying hi. Mm. Hello. And if you want to get someone's attention, you can do it with your hand. You can do it with your eyes.
And look, I suppose there is. I think we're just inclined. It used to be. I used to sir and ma'am people. I was a sir ma'am guy.
Yeah, I can't do
but
that.
But I learned after the New Seasons incident where I double hate crimed someone because I sirred someone and then I ma'amed them right after that. Turns out both were extremely wrong, even though they were apparently from the future and rode a hot air balloon. I thought I was in the safe zone. Turns out I wasn't. And after that, now I can't sir and ma'am anyone. So now I...
excuse me.
I go with friend.
All right, today's poll question at X1080 The Fan. What is your view on reclining your seat on an airplane? Just rude.
Yeah.
Only if no one's behind me. Or my seat, my prerogative.
And by the way, apparently I've pissed off the Vancouver Ford text line. Everyone hates friend. See, I can't win.
Now I don't mind friend.
Yeah, people are like, I hate friend entirely, way too familiar. You're a stranger, dude. Do not call me friend.
Mm.
I've gotten plenty of people here that are not liking friend.
Then don't you... How about this? We don't need any of it.
I'm friending people. I don't care. Deal with it. And by the way, if you answer that it's your seat, whatever you want, you know what? You're not my friend. You're an ass.
Your seat... Your prerogative, that's a no-go for you?
You're a douche.
When did this change? This hasn't always been the case, has it?
Well, we've become ruder, and we've become more selfish.
Yeah.
When you're on an airplane or you're really out in public, we're on a journey together. We're part of a collective. We're all going in the same direction, right? We're fighting gravity. We're fighting. We're going
together.
Together. We're on a journey together to violate the laws of gravity to end up on a different part of this wonderful world. We're on this journey together. And for you to just think that your little world, I paid for my ticket, therefore I can do whatever I want, that's why there's so many asses in this country.
See, that's funny because if we replayed what you just said, if we replayed this to people listening to sports talk radio in 1995,
sure.
they would look at you like you had two heads. Like this was not a thing back then.
I don't think so.
I think when we were kids, reclining your seat was just normal. That's what people did.
Yes.
And then you'd forget that you could recline your seat, and then the guy in front of you would recline his seat, and you'd be like, oh, I'm going to do that too.
Well,
but now, it's considered rude.
Yes. Well, as someone points out,
when did that change?
10 to 15 years ago, there was another 6 to 12 inches of leg room. which is
true.
Oh,
is that true?
Yeah, it's shrunk.
We had that much?
I don't know if we had that much, but it certainly has gotten smaller. And the airlines admit it. Like, they are putting smaller and smaller seats.
That's a good point.
Yes. But this is my thing. The seat is this is the attitude why we suck as a society. This dude right here, this joker, the seat is quite literally designed to recline, so I'm reclining. It's that simple. All right, ass, here's my thing. If there's someone that is 6 foot six and they're sitting behind you and their knees, through no fault of their own, are in the back of your seat, so therefore to you, that extra 3 inches, which, by the way, isn't going to cause you to be comfortable, it's not going to be any sort of great difference to you. It's going to make a very minute difference to your comfort. But you're willing to say that for an extra 8% comfort, if that, it's probably more like 6% comfort, you're willing to take the man behind you, who, again, through no fault of his own, happens to be sitting behind you and happens to be tall, you're willing to put him in a 90% more uncomfortable situation. Well, then here's one for you. The seat's designed to recline. Guess what? My hand and my knee are designed to be out, and as you recline, you're going to meet my knee and you're going to meet my hand, and we're not going to recline. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's ridiculous that someone's saying, well, I want this, therefore, no matter what. Like, I love smoking cigars. It's one of my great pleasures that I have in life. But you know where we don't smoke cigars? In indoor, closed public places. Because I'm taking something that I enjoy that quite literally is designed to be smoked, and I'm putting out a lot of other people. And it's this whole.
Now, I'm not 6'6".
No.
So help me with this one.
Yeah.
But when someone reclines their seat in front of you, being taller.
Yeah.
Well, you're not 6'6" either, but no. I get it. Maybe your knees are touching the seat in front of you. Depends on what airline you're on or what seat you have.
For the most part, if I am sitting behind someone, there is very, very, very little room between their seat and
but
my
if
legs.
They recline.
Yes.
In my head, I'm thinking that it actually gives you, that since the back, the top of the back goes back, does the bottom of the back go forward, actually giving you more?
No. If you recline, I basically then have to try to straighten my legs and kind of do like a luge sort of situation.
Okay.
Where I kind of have to like lean my legs. It makes it very, very, very uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I'm not even that tall. For people that are 3 inches taller than me, it's even worse, or people that have really long legs.
So I think the correct answer here is only if no one is behind you.
Or, again, it's a situational thing. I like reclining my seat.
If it's a little kid?
Yes. That's the first thing I do when I'm sitting down at my seat. You need to survey the situation around you. You got to look around. Who's sitting next to you? Again, I'm wider than most, and so if someone is sitting beside me,
we knew that.
Yeah, I take a lot of care to be like, hey, by the way, I just like to say I'm sorry. I understand. I'm gonna.
Oh, you
over.
Meant wide?
Why?
I thought you were talking about white.
Oh, yeah, I'm white.
You
too.
Are very white.
Yeah, but I'll be like, hey, and I'll start apologizing, and I say, hey, if I accidentally bump into you, if my leg goes over, please feel free to tell me. I said I'll try to watch it, but I understand. Same thing. I'll look behind me. And if there is a 6'6 gentleman behind me, guess what? My seat isn't reclining. If there's a tiny kid or a 5'1 Asian woman, then yes, I have every right to recline, and I will recline. But you have to take into account those people around you. That's how we all end up being in a civilized society, because without it, then we're just animals out there.
It's just a little bit of awareness.
That's all I'm asking for.
And people have very little of that.
Yes, we're a bunch of savages out here now, and it's ridiculous because we've gotten into this rut now where we just think that, like, and I think it's because people are just stressed out. Therefore, I'm going to do whatever I want, and everyone else be damned, because, you know, I don't care. If it brings me a little bit of enjoyment, screw everyone else. And that's a terrible way to go through life.
All right, vote on the 1080 The Fan daily poll question at 1080 The Fan on X. What is your view on reclining your seat on an airplane? Right now, 62% say only if no one is behind me.
Thank you.
27% say my seat, my prerogative. Boy, I tell you, dude, if there's something we have learned over the last certainly 4 to 5 years, is that it always comes back to about 25 to 30% of people are awful.
Yes, 100%.
It's just about everything. It's just like blanket. They're awful.
Yes.
Whether it be voters, seat recliners.
Look, if we could thin the herd a little
drivers,
bit, we'd all be better off.
Couldn't agree more. 11% say it's just rude. So vote, vote hard. Coming up next, American oddities from a European. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yes, it is. We're at 10 Barrel for the Club at the Pub. Our new Club 1080 sponsor is the Pub Beer made here, the official beer of Cheap Fun. Nice little light drinking lager.
That's right.
And we've got some specials on that today, along with some food and the Pub Cerveza. So if you want to come on by, 10 Barrel Brewing in Northwest Portland. We will be back here tomorrow in support of the BitNile.com Portland Grand Prix.
Oh, we got
it. Did you know that?
I did not. What? BitNile?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Should I?
Anyone?
Is that some sort of cryptocurrency?
Not Bit sure. Nile. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's tomorrow. Same spot. So if you can't make it today, we'll be back here tomorrow. This...
I think it says it's a blended reality platform. I don't know what a blended reality platform is.
It launches next week.
Yeah.
It's not even real?
Well,
it's not even out yet? What is BitNile?
BitNile.com.
Launches Friday.
That's what this is. It's a blended reality platform where users can experience 3D immersive game, shopping, entertainment, community right in their browsers or VR headsets. I guess it's some sort of
vague but intriguing.
Vague but intriguing. All right. Well, there you go.
So this guy's a European guy. His name I don't know his actual name. Is this came across my timeline on the tweets, the X, Old Layman on X, and he is. Pretty successful guy. I don't know where in Europe he's from, but he's in the AI business. Seems like maybe in his early 30s, mid-30s, and he writes a thread. And it starts by, he says, I'm European. I recently visited the USA for the first time, hitting up Las Vegas and New York City. What I witnessed left me stunned. 15 American oddities I still can't wrap my head around.
Well, this is the same no matter where you travel. Like, if you're an American and you go someplace, you'll have the same thing.
Well, sure. Yeah. But I think it's interesting to hear other people's perspectives on how we live.
100%.
And what we're like.
Because those ones, whenever I've traveled, the two things that I get the most are a lot of places think that everyone over here is rich. Like, no.
Yeah.
And everyone over here thinks that we're strapped, like, Old West style with an AR-15, like, at all times. Like, everyone has a gun? I'm like, no. People just walk around with them? I'm like, well, some people, but they really do feel like we're Tombstone out here.
Well, there's two guys on this show right now, anyway. Yeah.
Yes.
And we're 2 for 2 in the gun department. So don't try anything stupid.
Yeah, don't get any squirrely ideas, Portlanders.
It's funny. You said people think everyone here's rich.
Rich.
Well, he does address that in here. That is a theme. It's very interesting. So in the first one, he says, in the U.S., money is an open topic, unlike the taboo it has in Europe. I noticed that people are excited to talk about their work and financial success without any negative vibes. As someone who likes these topics, it felt freeing to chat about it with other like-minded people.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was so taboo over there.
Yeah, it's a weird hush-hush thing.
But here we talk about it.
Here we do talk about it. And in some people, too, they get uncomfortable here. But just a lot of places, like if you go over to Europe, if you go over to Asia, the houses and everything and like the cars, everything's just compact. So it's very small. So you can go over to you've been around London and you've been around different places in Europe. The homes and apartments tend to be very small. The cars are all little hatchbacks. Certainly it's that way in the Asian country. So when they find out that you live in even a modest house, like a 2,000 square foot house with like a yard and you drive an SUV, it's like, boy, oh, king of the castle. They think that you're like living high on the hog and you're like, no. Like, I can assure you that there is nothing fancy about my house. It's just that we have more space here. The roads are bigger. The cars are bigger. But that's the thing that leads people, I think, to think that we're all we're balling. And Instagram, too, is that we're so big on social media and everyone just lies about how kick-ass their life is.
Yeah, our European travels were what inspired us to downsize to our little house.
Yeah, you don't need it. Something big.
And we live, seriously, dude, we live in 1,000 square feet, my wife and I.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the kid's out of the house.
Sure, it's just the two of you.
But I've never once had the thought that house is too small.
That is a very European sort of thing.
Yeah, and we were inspired by that.
Yeah.
And which is why we live this way now.
Well, when I went to visit Japan, when I went to see BTG or BTJ's family, her brother is a successful guy. And in Japan, a lot of times the families, they sleep in one room. So, like, the mom and dad are on the bed, and then they roll out the tatami mats, and the kids sleep on the tatami mats. Again, they're just not... If you're living in Tokyo, you don't have a 2,000-square-foot place. By the way, you don't have a 1,000-square-foot place. You know, space is just of a premium. So you get used to sharing, and every place over there, one bathroom. Like, there is... And the bathroom is the bathroom and the shower. There's one of them. And it's just... And to them, that's no big deal. Whereas over here, we get a lot of like, oh my God, like 4 people have to share 2 bathrooms. This is ridiculous. Or if a kid has to share a room with a sibling, it's like the end of the world. And it's just not that way a lot of other places that you go.
15 American oddities. I still can't wrap my head around from a European man by the name of Oli.
Ooh, I do like a good Oli.
I think it's Oli.
Yeah.
I said Ole Lehman, but I think it's Ole. I think his name's Ole.
I got a guy I know that works over. He's high up, an old trapper, the beef jerky, and his name is Ole.
Yes.
And it fits, and he's got a kick-ass mustache.
He says, fast food.
Good Lord.
God.
It's loud muffler guy.
Dude.
Now, does loud muffler on the Harley, does that bother you more or less than loud muffler car?
It's all the same. I don't care what they're driving or riding on.
Yeah, the motorcycle there is quite loud. The look on Rob's face as that guy revved the engine, priceless.
He is so cool. And none of us knew how cool he was until he revved his cool engine. Fast food was disappointing. He says, I was so excited to try American fast food after watching tons of YouTube reviews, but man, In-N-Out was such a letdown. The fries tasted like cardboard and the whole experience was meh.
Yeah.
I give it a 2 out of 10. That's hilarious.
That is 100% a real thing.
Because I'm guessing over there, they do glorify our fast food. Like, oh, you got to try this and that.
Well,
no, you don't.
The last time we were when we were in the Caribbean and we were talking to a couple of our Uber drivers and over there they come to New York or they come to Florida, right? Those are the two places they go. And we were asking, like, what were they? Our driver was getting ready. Her and her husband and her kids were coming over. And you know what? The two things they wanted to do, the two things I said, hey, when you're coming over, they were coming to Florida.
They want to go to McDonald's.
Number one. And Disney.
Oh, God.
They wanted to go to Disney World, and they wanted to go to McDonald's. And, you don't crap on anyone's dreams. But in my head, I was like, oh, my God. You're coming over here, and the things you're most excited about, Disney and
America,
McDonald's.
Yeah.
The McDonald's thing is 100% a real deal.
Fat, uneducated beer, run!
Hey, should throw that one out. Pub beer's great.
Damn right.
Okay, the third one, and then we'll break. Because the next one, after the third one, I think you're going to love.
All right.
He says, how are you is thrown around way too casually here. As a German, I'm not used to exchanging pleasantries with strangers such as cashiers like that. It feels kind of fake to ask a question that no one really wants an honest answer to, but I guess it's part of American social norms.
Oh. I can see that from the Germans.
That's 100% right.
No nonsense.
But
never.
The British do that too. They say, you're right. They do that all the time.
Yeah,
it's not,
they
like,
do.
Unique to
you're
us.
Right, mate.
Yeah.
You're right, mate.
But I like where the Germans are going with this.
Yeah, they don't want to answer that question.
And by the way,
we don't either.
No. So here's the thing, social norm. If someone asks you how you're doing, there's only two correct responses. Great and living the dream. No one wants to hear that you're doing terrible and certainly don't go into details. So it's like, hey, man, how's it going? Just say fine and move on.
I think that's the part he probably doesn't understand, not having lived here, is that we think that too.
Yeah.
But we still do it.
Yeah.
And we all know how to do it without actually getting into the real conversation.
Except it's terrible because we all know this person. When you pleasantly just say, hey, how's it going? And then they launch into something. You're like, damn it.
Or the guy who asks you how you're doing because they want them to tell you how they're doing.
Bingo. Realize no one wants to be in this conversation. Stop it. Again, much like the seat thing. Follow the societal norms. We'll all get where we're going in our own merry way and happy time.
This is a German man named Oli. He recently visited the U.S. for the first time. 15 American oddities he still can't wrap his head around. The next one, I think you're going to love it.
All right.
So we'll get to that and the rest next. We're at 10 Barrel Brewing on the Fan. Before we get back to our topic at hand, I have to... look, this is going to be a little sportsy.
Well, look, there is zero form to this show at this point. It's an amoeba. We're like the old TARC, the UNLV, the amoeba defense. Things are just happening. So just let it go where it needs to go.
I have to point this out to the listeners. Yeah. One of our fine P1s dropped off the paper schedules that he drops off for us most years. He said he hasn't done it in 3 or 4 years, but he used to drop these off at the station for us. We never met him until till now.
Yeah.
Construction guy. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about he dropped off the Big 12 schedule because your team, the BYU Cougars, and team, the Kansas Jayhawks, are now in the same league.
It's the Big 12!
And I have to tell the listeners that as I looked at the schedule, I turned to Suk and I went, looks like Kansas is at BYU on November 16th. And what did you say to me?
I said, welcome to the jungle, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. You're not ready for that hostile Mormon environment. You have no idea what's waiting for you.
There Paint was your window daddy.
That's right, window daddy. Welcome to the world of diet sprites. Not caffeine doesn't even get sold at our stadium. We're going to be up in your kitchen.
You said that with the least amount of conviction I have ever heard anyone say. Welcome to the jungle, bitch.
It's the least intimidating environment
ever.
In college
it was the least convincing S-talk I've ever seen. Ever.
Look, I'll at least give us this. It's a great stadium. It's a beautiful setting. The fans are nice. The altitude maybe is a bit of a problem.
Whatever.
But yes, we're not exactly, it's not LSU Death Valley, all right? So what do you want from us?
And welcome to the jungle, bitch.
Lavelle Edwards Stadium just sparks fear into people's eyes. That actually might be a good game.
It could be, yeah. 15 American oddities he still can't wrap his head around. This, a European visiting U.S. for the first time. Okay, he went to Vegas and New York City. We are on number 5, I believe.
Yeah.
And I thought you would like this one. He says, tipping in America feels like a broken system.
Thank you.
He says, I don't get why taxes aren't included in the prices, and then you're expected to add an extra 18 to 20% on top.
Thank
also,
you.
Tips for basic service like a coffee order seem extremely excessive to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And that is often brought up whenever, every time we talk about tipping. The European model is way better.
Yes.
It's not expected over there. You do it.
Yes.
And Americans do it.
Well,
but again, it's not.
I just don't know. Much like you said, how do we get there? You know, how did we get there from, you know, the plane thing 10, 15 years ago? I like, always tip your bartender, right? Always tip your server. Like, those people are working for you, and they're putting in effort. But I swear to God, every time now you do anything, and they spin that stupid iPad around on you, and the tip thing, by the way, starts at, like, 20% for someone that is literally handing me a bag of pre-made popcorn. That just, I can't.
Well, he agrees.
I can't get on board with it.
He says, the American dream is still going strong from what I can tell. There's this huge desire to innovate and create a better future. I heard a lot of conversations about world-changing ideas, startup ventures, and the pursuit of progress. I honestly love this aspect of America. Okay?
All right, I love that.
Next one, he says, Americans are so much louder than Europeans, like 10 times louder.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. It seems so unnecessary when I'm right next to you. The constant noise was jarring and confusing for someone like me who's used to more reserved conversations.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I got a problem with that, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know.
Why are we like this?
I don't know.
Is it because it's just loud here in general?
It's possible. I don't just... I feel bad because I know at times, like, and people have even been like people around me, friends or, you know, the BTJ or you would be like, dude, just I'm right here. And then I don't even realize I'm doing it. And then I'm like, ah, crap. And I take it down. So I'm capable of doing it. I don't know why. I think my freedom just, it comes out. I think that's what it is.
That's like, right.
There's a bald eagle burning deep inside of me, and it just
I can talk as loud as I want.
That's right. Just
America! Yeah.
It just comes out. Well, that and I'm talking over loud muffler, guys. So,
well, that's what I mean. It's just kind of loud here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's why Americans...
But I'm only loud when I'm with friends or, like, with a group of people. If I'm by myself or even if I'm just with a one-on-one, I'm not. Like, I'll sit at a place and be
very
quiet.
Yeah, you talk pretty loud, though.
Yeah, I'm a loud...
You do.
You're
a loud talker.
Well, I don't know why...
But
that I can't answer other than I'm well aware I do it, and I know it drives some people crazy. And I don't mind when someone tells me to, you know, or, you know, as long as they do it in a non-D-ish way, I have no problem with someone just being like, hey, and then I'll be like, oh, sorry, I didn't even realize I was talking that loud.
The next one, stepping into a casino for the first time was wild. I could not believe my eyes watching people chain smoke and lose money on slot machines. It was both fascinating and super sad. Everything is designed to hijack your dopamine, even when you know better.
Well, but that's... Well, I mean, I don't know about necessarily Germany, but, you know, in Europe, there's bookies and different stuff, lots of places. Is that uniquely American? Because there's a boy, I'm telling you.
Well, he did go to Vegas. He said.
Well, they were gambling sponsors on soccer jerseys well before we had any major sports.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's just probably not. He's not too familiar.
Yeah.
Because you go with the flashing lights and stuff. Maybe that's different.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of places around the world that you can go find that. But yeah, Vegas is. I mean, I think anyone you can get an alien that came in and you put them in Vegas, they're going to be able to like, holy crap!
Yeah.
Vegas is
fair.
Vegas is a lot for anybody.
But it is true. Like, if you've never done it, it's really sad.
Yes.
It's pathetic.
Yes. Yeah.
And yet I love it. I would tell this German guy to pound sand as I take a pull off my Marlboro Light.
YouTube chat says, I hate this German bro.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like a lot of fun, does he?
Way to go, Oli.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more, and then we'll wrap it up next. He says, obesity is off the charts. I was shocked by how many severely overweight people I saw in the U.S. It felt dystopian, but at the same time, I also noticed a ton of extremely fit people. It's like America is a land of extremes when it comes to physical health and appearance.
This is a bad one.
He's right about that.
He's right about this. It is. I always feel bad. Like, sometimes on Sunday, me and the missus will go out to like a breakfast spot or a brunch spot.
Right on cue.
I know. And you ever want to feel sad, but also like better about yourself? Just go to like a Sunday diner.
Go to Kansas, dude.
And you just, yeah.
Have you been to the Midwest in a while?
It's rough.
I'm telling you, it's different there. Yeah, like he's saying all of America.
Yeah.
Try the Go to the flyover states.
Yeah, it's,
he's
it's
really
one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah,
all
like
right.
You sit in a buffet sometime and you're just like, whoa.
All right, I'll plow through his remaining oddities, American oddities that he's still stunned by. Coming up next, this is a European man who visited the U.S. for the first time. We'll get to that, and then. What are we calling our bowl? Are we calling it the bowl of bad decisions, the bowl of control?
I like the conch.
The conch. We're going to go to the conch.
Piggy has the conch.
Well, we're going to do that next. We'll go to the conch next hour. It's the Club at the Pub, all Club 1080 today, thanks to 10 Barrel Brewing, our new sponsor, with their pub beer of Club 1080. It is the official beer of Cheap Fun. Come down and grab one. They are on discount right now here at 10 Barrel Brewing. We'll be right back on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.